So you said that the main reason for the demolition was for time.
Well, time, yeah.
And to get it done as quickly
as possible. Well, we just need to look at all angles, because look at all angles, not only the explosives, but other angles trying to speed the project up.
Yeah.
You know, the developer's been waiting a long time to get this development going. And
it wasn't. And there were concerns about it being dangerous, were there? Or?
Well, people don't really understand. They think it's by blowing something up that it's dangerous. But as you've seen today, you know, safety's paramount, and everything went 100%. Our only concern today really wasn't the building dropping. That the end closest to where we are standing now, there's a there's a massive gas pipe running 5 meters away from the pine end on this side.
Yeah.
We left about it's 6 meters high on this side, so that was, believe it or not, that was intentional. So to leave this side up, not to disturb the gas main just at the end of the pine end.
Okay. How long have you been preparing for all this?
About 2 weeks.
So
it's been a bit of a rush.
Right.
But
and I understand how much explosives are in there?
I'm not sure of it. I'd say it's about just under half a ton of explosives.
Just under half a ton. And it's gone, and you're pretty happy with how it's gone today then?
Everything's gone to plan.
Everything's been
safe.
Yeah.
You know, it's gone exactly the way that we wanted it to go.
What happens to the rubble on site now?
The rubble on site will be recycled and reused, either here on other on other projects within the locality.
When will it all be gone?
I hope it will all be gone now in the next 4 weeks.
And the bus station, is that going to be demolished in that time as well then? The whole site will be clear?
We'll have the whole area demolished, which is in phase one of our contract, by the end of February.
Okay, lovely. Thank you very much. Okay.